Half a century after its launch, the Black Arrow projectile, or rocket to you and me, will be exhibited in a storage facility in Penicuik after a successful effort by Edinburgh space company Skyrora to bring it back from the Australian outback to the UK. It's now going to be used for educational outreach. We were at the event earlier today in Penicuik when the rocket was unveiled.
So Vladimir Levikin, CEO of Skyrora.
So tell me, what is Skyrora and what are you trying to do?
So we are the private Edinburgh-based rocket company, and we want to be the first who will bring the orbital launch capabilities to the UK. Basically, in simple words, we do the rockets to launch satellites to the orbit. So Black Arrow, back in 50 years ago, it was ahead of its time. So it was quite a unique rocket. It used a quite unique oxidizer, which is hydrogen peroxide. And with years of experience which we have in our team, the first advice to me from them was to use that oxidizer and the Black Arrow as a basement for our new rocket. So my question to them was like, guys, if I want to have a simple, reliable and cost-effective vehicle, what is the right way forward? And with the years of experience of traditional, more traditional oxidizers, which is liquid oxygen, they told me that the best way is to look back, see what Brits did in the 70s, right, and start from that. So the Edinburgh, first of all, the British space will never happen without Scotland, because this coastline up north is its ideal place to launch satellites for sun-synchronous and polar orbit. So basically it's Scotland. Why Edinburgh in Scotland? There is quite a high concentration of aerospace companies like Leonardo's, a number of others. Plus Glasgow is not far away with Clyde Space and other companies. So universities is very good. And a lot of talent here.
Well, my name is Doug Millard and I'm a curator at the Science Museum in London. So Black Arrow launched quite a small satellite in 71, very important one, it was British. And then we rather lost interest. Today's space sector launches lots of small satellites, so actually Black Arrow, if it was working today, would be ideal.
My name's Ivan McKee and I'm the Scottish Government Minister for Trade, Investment and Innovation. I think it's hugely significant because it really symbolises what we're trying to do with the space sector in Scotland, which is growing very rapidly, a lot of great new technology, and I think this really helps to inspire people, young people in particular, to get involved with this excellent industry. Growing very fast, more than 180 companies now in the space sector in Scotland, everything from building rockets, like the company we're seeing here today, Skyrora, through to building satellites. Glasgow is the big city which builds the most satellites of any in Europe, and a lot of work going in on the data analysis side of this, which is hugely important, what we do with the data that comes back from those satellites.
Scotland, of course, has been considered as one of the places for a spaceport. We asked Mr. McKee about the Scottish Government's support for that.
Scottish Government supporting that through Highlands and Islands Enterprise, and that decision's been made. The UK Space Agency has decided that the UK's spaceport will be in Sutherland in the north of Scotland. So the work has started on the planning processes we need to go through, and then we'll be building the spaceport and hopefully launching rockets within the next couple of years.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.